What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, August 2nd, 2016. Getting into the week here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your comments and questions. There is now a lot of buzz about this documentary, Hillary's America. And we posted a link to the official teaser trailer, as well as a couple of clips that have made it onto YouTube, including a section that draws parallels between Hillary Clinton and Evita Perón, for those of you old enough to remember that dictatorship. And it looks like it's going to be a good movie. I can't see it. It isn't playing anywhere around here. But right now, it is the top grossing documentary film. People are talking about it all over the place. And so if it's playing near where you are, you probably want to get on out and see it. Now, despite the name Hillary's America, from what I can tell from the little clips I've seen, this is also a condemnation of the Democratic Party as a whole. And it fits in with something that I predicted was going to happen. Once the Democratic Party committed to Hillary Clinton by hook or by crook, which we know they did rig it, they rigged the primaries, their future is now tangled up with her. When she goes down for corruption, espionage, RICO, whatever, it's going to destroy the Democratic Party as a whole, the way Richard Nixon brought down the GOP. And it took them a decade or more to recover from that. And so now we're going to start seeing, you know, the attacks to bring down Hillary and to shackle her behavior to the Democratic Party as a whole, which is going to be easy to do after what Debbie Wasserman Schultz did to Bernie Sanders. Now, everybody's openly talking about election fraud. And even Donald Trump came on out and said that November is likely to be rigged. And he's absolutely true about accurate about that. The corporate media's attitude is we're going to make fun of Donald Trump for daring to impugn that our election systems are in any way compromised, and hope that the American people forget about it by November, which is not going to happen. We're less than 100 days away from that election, and the independent media is going to be reminding everybody. Now, there's another story that came out of Activist Post where Bev Harris over at blackboxvoting.org has discovered that all of a sudden the electronic voting machines are handing the vote counts as fractions, as floating point numbers. And it allows for a more subtle biasing of the election results without the embarrassment of negative vote counts. Now, there's no legitimate reason for votes to be handled as floating point numbers. Floating point numbers take up much more memory space. They slow down the processor. Votes are, by their nature, integers, whole numbers, one or two or three or four or five votes. There's no such thing as 2.5 votes. So we're already seeing preparations for a massive theft from the American voter this November. And remember, we've had Stanford and one other study come on out showing that where easily hackable electronic voting machines were being used, Hillary Clinton got a boost of 9%, sometimes even more than that, over the exit polls. Any discrepancy more than 2% between official results and the official results is considered evidence of election fraud, both by the State Department and the United Nations. Now, there's been another video surface of one of Hillary Clinton's supporters behaving very, very badly. I mean, the media is always trying to say, oh, it's Bernie Sanders people. They're violent. They're disrespectful. It's Donald Trump's supporters there. But we keep getting these videos of Hillary supporters. In this one, this Hillary supporter physically attacks Trump supporters, including an old man. And by the way, this is a violation of Title 18, Section 594, which deals with intimidation and coercion of voters. It is a crime punishable by a year in prison. But one of the most annoying things about Hillary's backers is that they, like Hillary herself, feel that the law should not apply to them because they serve a noble purpose. They're hearing a higher calling from the Empress, and therefore that makes it okay for them to behave in a very disreputable, disgraceful, unethical, immoral manner. They think it's their divine right. Now, as you know, the corporate media is still out there trying to draw some kind of a link between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin to turn Trump into the evil Russian plotter who will destroy America on behalf of Russia. They can't find anything. This is condemnation by overwhelming smear. And as it turns out, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, was head of a company that received $35 million from a Putin-connected Russian government fund while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. And Podesta failed to fully disclose on this relationship as required by law. So Hillary's the one with the Russian connection. Not just Podesta, but there's that tech city near Moscow, the technology transfer, and there's the Uranium One deal. Hillary's doing a lot of projecting. She's taking all the crimes she's committed and say, Donald did it, Donald did it, Donald did it. Now, the corporate media is out there determined to prove once and for all they are in control of the minds of America. The New York Times is out there leading with this Russia hack conspiracy. Oh, the Russians broke into the Democratic National Committee, those dastardly Russians. In the next to the last paragraph, all the way at the bottom, the New York Times admits there isn't any evidence that this went on. But the New York Times is counting on people to read the headline and maybe the first paragraph and skip the rest. So they bury it down at the bottom so they can't be sued. Meanwhile, the New York Times is also taking the editorial position of how dare Trump refuse to demonize Russia. Everybody wants to demonize Russia today. How dare Donald Trump refuse to go along with this demonized Russia agenda? And Trump's already out there saying he doesn't want a new Cold War, which is true of the American people. He wants to go back to being friends with Russia and China and trade with them, peace through commerce. It's a great idea. And the New York Times and the corporate media are trying to turn Russia into our enemy again and link Donald Trump to our enemy to hand the White House to Hillary Clinton. And we all see what's going on. We saw it, they did the same stunt during LBJ's campaign for re-election. Reagan used it. Russia's the bad guy. I'm the best person able to deal with Russia. Well, in Hillary's case, that's true. She's made a lot of deals with Russia, such as the Uranium One deal. Now, Donald Trump came on out and said Hillary Clinton is linked to ISIS, and the media goes crazy. The same media that's pushing this Trump-Putin link as if it's absolute gospel truth is out there enraged. How dare Donald Trump say that Hillary Clinton is linked to ISIS? And they go on down and they find this one bit of proof that's rather weak, which is this connection to this French company's contribution to the Clinton Foundation. And they totally ignore the latest WikiLeaks email dump confirming that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was supplying arms to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. The media bias has never been more obvious. Let's take a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, media seemed to jump on this
Steve,
whole
are you
thing
there?
That Trump... Yeah, I'm there.
You there? Oh, yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind today?
Well, media seem to jump on the idea that Trump is a draft dodger. Could you enlighten us on any of this information to be true or not true or what?
I hadn't even heard that one yet, but I imagine they're just going to be throwing... It's the pasta approach. They're going to throw as much pasta against the wall and see if any of it's going to stick.
Right. That's what I figured. All right. Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We'll look into that. I mean, you know, they've come up with some incredible fantasies. Remember that bogus lawsuit was filed in, I think it was originally in California, where this plaintiff claimed she'd been raped as 13 years of age by Donald Trump on Jeff Epstein's island, full of sizzle. And the case got thrown out of court because it turned out the plaintiff doesn't actually exist. The address on the legal filing was a boarded up house. The phone number for the plaintiff was disconnected, and before it was disconnected, it belonged to a dentist. It was a completely made-up thing, but they wanted to generate headlines with it. Doesn't matter if the case gets thrown out of court, and I understand they refiled it in New Jersey. All right, moving along here. I mean, we know Hillary is going to lie about everything. In fact, some of the lies are getting so far out there, you know, even the corporate media that's trying to support her is saying, are you kidding? She had that whopper on 60 Minutes where she claimed she didn't know the Democratic National Committee was trying to rig the primaries for her. And 60 Minutes, they couldn't even go with that one. They cut it out of the broadcast version. Now, Pat Caddell, who's a veteran political analyst, is saying, predicting, the corporate media is going to go into overdrive to protect Hillary Clinton from all these revelations coming out, including John Podesta getting millions from a Russian government technology initiative. And basically, he goes on to say, the Clinton Foundation is literally a RICO case waiting to happen. Now, it almost did happen down in Florida. Larry Klayman, who helped found Judicial Watch, had an ironclad RICO lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation. He had the misfortune of having the case assigned to a Clinton-appointed judge who threw it out of court, at which point the FBI stepped in, took over that investigation. So any minute we're going to have James Comey come on out and say, well, yes, the Clinton Foundation is a huge scam, but we found no evidence Hillary Clinton intended to do any wrong, so we're not going to recommend charges. Now, the corporate media is out there with polls saying Hillary's pulling back into the lead over Donald Trump. She's doing great. She's doing wonderful. Ignoring the fact Reuters got caught changing their polls. And now all the corporate media outlets have said, yes, we have changed our polling methodology. And it's only a coincidence that it boosts Hillary by 7-8%. According to this story over in Investment Watch blog, polls of independent voters are showing Hillary Clinton's speech was a flop. It didn't move them at all. Now, getting on back to Hillary Clinton's lies. Now she's lying about lying to the FBI on her private email server. And this one was so far out there, even the corporate media had to step up and say, this is nonsense. Hillary is now out there saying that she had everything she told the public and the Congress about her email server was truthful, and she claims the FBI backed her up. No, James Comey did not. Hillary is basically counting that her supporters didn't actually watch FBI Director Comey on TV. It's a bluff. It's a gigantic, gigantic bluff. And we're seeing articles like in PolitiFact that tear it all apart. And you know, apparently on the July 31st edition of Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace played the video montage showing what Hillary said and FBI Director Comey said. And Hillary said, well, that's not what I remember Comey saying. You know, she's trying to like imply that Fox News made up this video. And she came on out and said, Director Comey said my answers were truthful. And that's what I've said is consistent with what I've told the American people. Blah, 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 blah. Liar, liar, pantsuit on fire. Another article on the same line. This from Fox News. Clinton fact-checked on truthful claim and email scandal. They awarded her 4 Pinocchios, which I think is the top of the scale. And what really makes this ironic, out in Los Angeles, there's a former county sheriff, Lee Baca, is going on trial for lying to the FBI during an investigation into corruption. Why isn't Hillary Clinton being prosecuted for lying to the FBI when James Comey has come on out and said, yes, she did? Another article on the same thing. This is from investors.com. Clinton takes lying to a whole new level. Nobody is buying this, and it's just tarnishing her trust. It's making her trust problem worse than it was before. And then we have the signs of the emerging dictator. This came from WorldNet Daily, where Hillary rejects the FBI's email findings. You know, I reject them. That's it. End of story. So now we all have a new defense. When the FBI comes in to arrest us for a crime, we'll simply say, we reject your findings. That's our get out of jail free. And we didn't mean to do harm, so you can't arrest us anymore. I mean, this is a major denial. This is Hillary Clinton's version of Bill Clinton's "it depends on what the meaning of the word is." And it really is absurd. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Art from Off the Grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Before we get to what I called in about in response to the previous caller asking about Trump and service, whatever, during the Vietnam era, this was reported on today, during the Vietnam era, Donald Trump did sign up for the Army three separate times, and he was denied each time. They did not say why he was denied, just that he was denied. And that's why he was never a part of the draft.
Okay, that would make sense.
So I went through the draft. He didn't try.
Okay, well, you know, documentation on that would be very, very useful now. But at this point,
well, I'm hoping
any time the establishment media or Hillary say something about Donald Trump, I'm just not paying attention anymore. Because we've been lied to so much already, I'm not going to even waste my time double-checking what they say. Just, turn over the egg timer and move on.
This was a Republican talk show host, a conservative talk show host, who actually reported on this earlier today. So, and this is a Trump supporter, by the way.
Yes.
And they, according to them, he did apply three times to the Army during the Vietnam era, but he was denied each time. So it's not like he didn't try. But here's my thing. You know, Mr. Khan can get up there and he can boo-hoo-hoo, whine, cry, and complain all day long about Mr. Trump, you didn't even serve. Mr. Trump, you don't know what sacrifice is. Well, let's ask the question. Did Barack Obama serve in the military? No. Did he ever sacrifice anything? No. He was a freaking community organizer. Only job the man ever had was when he was 17 years old and he worked at a Baskin Robbins in Honolulu. What about Bill Clinton? Did Bill Clinton ever serve in the military? No.
Nope.
In fact, when he was in college, he wrote a very nasty letter toward the military. But yet, he got elected. What about George Bush Jr.? Yeah, he actually served in the National Guard. What about George Bush Sr.? Yeah, he was actually forced to jump out of an airplane to save his life during World War II. Let's go back and let's, without going through the whole list, let's look at all previous presidents and you tell me, how many Democrats versus how many Republicans versus how many of other parties from back in the day served in the military? And you will find very few Democrats.
I wonder Hillary's America mentions that. You know, we don't need to go back in history. What we do need to do is look at, as you say, our current generation of politicians. None of them served in combat. That's why they're so cavalier with throwing away the lives of other people's children. They don't have an experience with it. When Dwight D. Eisenhower came back from World War II and became president, he was one of the most anti-war presidents we ever had, including his attacks on the military-industrial complex, because he had seen war up close and personal.
That's why this argument is completely without foundation at all. And he wants to talk about sacrifice. Okay, I grieve for Mr. Khan, and my sympathies go out to his loss. But when you talk about sacrifice, I grew up in a family. I'm ex-military. I'm a vet myself. So, I know about sacrifice and putting it out there in the world, and going that extra mile and all of that, even though I never got any awards or anything like that, but I didn't do it for the awards. I did it because I felt obligated. It was my duty. But here's the thing, too, when it comes to sacrifice. I grew up in a family. My mom owned a business, my dad owned a business, and together they owned a business. So I grew up in three different family businesses, and I know how much sacrifice any business owner must make for their employees. Now, granted, my mom and dad didn't employ as many
Art,
people
we gotta
as Donald
take a break.
Trump does.
Art, we gotta take a 4-minute, I'm sorry, 3-minute break. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to Art off the grid here, apparently the latest thing coming out from Hillary Clinton's supporters is that it's her opinion that FBI Director Comey said she was being truthful, and therefore it's legitimate for her to come on out and say that because that's her honest opinion. They're only making it worse. This could even be Hillary's shark moment. All right, let's get back to Art off the grid, and we're talking about how Donald Trump did try and enlist in the Army during Vietnam. I did a little search on the web, and apparently he was rejected for medical reasons, either height, yeah, weight, or – ooh, ow, ouch. Okay, anyway, so what else did you want to share with us?
Yeah, and that was reported on earlier today. That's how I learned about it. Anyway, as I was saying, you know, as far as the sacrifice thing goes, I grew up with my mom and dad together owning three businesses, so I saw firsthand the sacrifices that any business owner must make on behalf of their employees. Now, granted, during the 60s and 70s, as I was a child and a teenager, you know, they only employed maybe 100 people, but still that was not a bad family, you know, bad size, you know, for family business back in those days. And so I know the sacrifices they made for that 100 people. I can only try to imagine the sacrifices Mr. Trump has had to make over all of these decades. For how many people does he employ?
Quite a few, and he's already creating jobs, and he's not yet president, from all these online shills that are being hired to badmouth him on the internet. Anyway, Art, the reality is nothing worth doing is going to be done without involving sacrifice. And you can talk to all of the various independent media people. We're not getting rich out here. The big money goes to the paid liars over at the corporate media. Art, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Brian in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. Long time no talk. I've been a listener to you for years. My big question to you is, how do you feel about this situation that's going on in Syria right now, where the latest is that a helicopter, it doesn't say who, of course, is flying the helicopter or which group, has supposedly dropped some chlorine canisters on the village of Sarakeb in Idlib province, I do believe it's called, in Syria.
It's near where the Russian helicopter got shot down, and they're emphasizing that the chlorine gas targeted women and children, which frankly makes it sound like another one of these endless U.S. false flag attempts to demonize Assad and Russia. And again, what should be there and isn't is a motive for either Russia or Syria to be using gas on civilian women and children. This is obviously another made-up story by the U.S. government.
You are so right. And what we're seeing again is, wasn't it over 2 years ago that they tried the same thing with Bashar al-Assad gassing his people near Damascus?
Yes.
And it forced the issue with the Russians helping the Syrians to get rid of all of their chemical weapons stockpiles. So the question is, if Syria doesn't have the chemical weapons stockpiles, hopefully the Canadian and American people can put two and two together and say, hey, look, the Syrians don't have these gas bombs, so who has them? Well, duh. I mean, obviously, we're looking at an American false flag again, Mike, and you are so, so right.
Absolutely, no question. Here's what everybody needs to be thinking right now. We are living with a government and politicians who have been lying to us continuously for decades. By what insane rationale would you expect them to all of a sudden start to tell you the truth? As long as you keep that in mind, you're going to be on good ground.
Yes, you are so right, but it's obvious they are doing this now because we know what's happening in Aleppo. Because the so-called rebels, which we know are U.S. paid mercenaries, are on the run. They're being killed. Most of them are having to surrender and lay down their weapons. And like you said last week's show, it looks like sometime this week, hopefully within the next few days, we'll see Aleppo surrender properly to the Syrian army, and the war in Syria will basically be over for the Americans. So,
yeah, and it's our new version of Vietnam, and it's a serious hiccup in this plan to regime change all the Middle East. We got to let you go here, Brian. We got another commercial break coming on up, and we're going to be talking about Syria because it even gets more Twilight Zone than the chlorine gas. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, I think over in Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters, they're in a panic because when Hillary came on out and said that FBI Director James Comey agreed with her that she had been truthful and honest with the American people in the Congress, and Comey is on video being exactly the opposite, it's a firestorm. And it gets right to the heart of that trustworthiness issue, which is Hillary Clinton's biggest liability with voters. And so now the latest spin coming out of Hillary's campaign is that she didn't mean to mislead anybody with her various and obviously different email explanations. You know, she didn't mean to mislead. But, you know, after that thump on the head, she gets a little confused and addled. And that's really all it is. And, you know, if you're pointing out how she seems to be saying different things at different times, you're just picking on this poor, injured old woman here. But, you know, she'll be perfectly fine by next January when she moves into that that building over on Pennsylvania Avenue. She used to live there, and she forgets the name of it right now, but that tourist attraction thingy. Have you noticed how more and more of the defense of Hillary Clinton amounts to portraying her as somebody not suited to be president? She's confused. She got mistakes. She's careless. She's reckless. We don't need that in the Oval Office. I don't want careless and reckless and negligent and confused holding the keys to the nuclear arsenal. I didn't mean to blow up London. Anyway, over at WikiLeaks, they now have a searchable database of 23,000 Hillary Clinton emails marked C4 classified. 23,000. And that means that Hillary Clinton was lying, and it means FBI Director James Comey lied when he said that the FBI found only 110 classified emails. They're both lying because they're in trouble, because this scandal, when it breaks, is going to unwind all the way back to that Clinton Foundation, drug money laundering, and it's going to expose the rotted heart of the American government to the American people. Now, yet another revelation coming out of WikiLeaks is further confirmation of the gun running to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, which is a solid foundation on which to say Hillary Clinton has links to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And the corporate media is out there saying, oh, this is horrible, horrible, horrible. How dare you impugn the next president of the United States of America? Corporate media gets really one-sided on the impugn. It's okay to call Pat Smith a liar. It's okay to call Donald Trump a Russian stooge, but don't you dare mention that Hillary had anything to do with ISIS, despite her own emails saying that she did. One of the emails that came on out reveals that the effort by Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi to create a gold-backed currency for the region was among the key reasons for killing Gaddafi and destroying Libya. It was that gold-backed dinar that this was all about. Those of you serving in the military, it's an ugly, ugly truth you're going to have to face up to. When you go into battle in foreign lands, you are not there to defend America or the Constitution or the American way of life. You are there to make money for the bankers. That's what your blood is being sold for, bankers' gold. Now, there's another article over in Global Research up in Canada, Barbarians at the Gate. And they're talking about how WikiLeaks has done the world a service, blowing the lid off the fact that the Democratic National Committee, which by their own rules is supposed to remain impartial during the primary season, was doing everything they could to tilt the field toward Hillary Clinton. And we all know it. We all know it. There was cheating going on. What is the FBI doing? Well, they're going to investigate the source of the DNC leaks. I mean, but they can't be bothered with all these allegations of election fraud. I mean, everybody does it. But we're going to get those who leaked our secrets out. That's really what it is. The entire system is trying to preserve itself, to protect itself. They're very, very angry that the American people are getting wise to them. They're not going to punish the criminals. Their job is to protect the guilty. They're going to punish the innocent, the whistleblowers. And they're out there trying to scream that Donald Trump is a threat to national security. No, Hillary was. And I re-put out that story. Hillary the spy. Because it's germane, knowing that there were far more classified documents on her weak private email server raises that question. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 ChinaGate scandal in which then-President Bill Clinton authorized the sale to China of highly sensitive technology with military applications, and Chinese money was funneled into his re-election campaign? And that may become a current scandal again now that Englap Seng has been arrested inside the U.S. on an unrelated charge, because it gives congressional investigators a chance to go ask him some pointed questions. Now, as you know, Hillary was bashing on Pat Smith, the mother of one of the Benghazi victims, for daring to challenge the official story that this was all about, you know, this video. And apparently, Hillary is trying to defuse that situation of having attacked a Gold Star mother herself personally by saying, well, you know, the problem is that all of these families of all these people who died, they all have bad memories. They all have bad memories. My memory is perfect despite that concussion, but all, they all have bad memories. And that prompted Charles Wood, the father of Tyrone Woods, who died in the Benghazi conflagration, basically saying Hillary is a liar or she has a bad memory from the head injury. It's not the families who had the bad memory, because all of their stories about being told it was a terrorist attack line up. The only non-aligned version is the one that's coming from Hillary. And we now know from some of these leaked emails that Judicial Watch got on out that, yes, in point of fact, they knew it was a coordinated terrorist attack, and they decided to frame it on this non-existent movie based on a trailer hacked out of another movie that was dumped on YouTube. When Benghazi went down, the first thing they thought about was how to spin it, how to make it look good. They weren't thinking about the victims. They weren't thinking about the families. They were thinking about how we can turn this to our political advantage. That's the way they think. So, now let's get on back to the story of Khizr Khan. This is the gentleman who came on out and bashed Donald Trump, saying that Trump's policies were an insult to his son, who died fighting for the United States of America. Well, if you're looking for somebody to blame for your son's death, you might want to look at Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who were basically calling the shots during the war that your son died in. Donald Trump had nothing to do with that. But Khan was out there bashing Donald Trump, and he was playing right into the Democratic narrative of open, free immigration. And as it turns out, Khan, along with being connected to the Muslim Brotherhood, has a law firm that specialized in Muslim immigration. He was making money off of the Muslims coming to the United States and seeking citizenship. And as of today, they've taken that law firm website off the net. They don't want anybody pointing to it anymore and saying that this guy did have a provable financial motive to be attacking Donald Trump. Now, while the FBI may be deciding that it's far more important to find out who leaked those DNC emails and not even bother with all this vote fraud stuff, what a nightmare that would be. The Institute for American Democracy and Election Integrity has filed a racketeering lawsuit over the election fraud during the primaries that cost Bernie Sanders the nomination. At this point, everybody knows this primary was crooked. Hillary is not a legal, legitimate candidate. She shouldn't be. And this is one of, I've actually lost count, I think 13, 14 different lawsuits attempting to block certification of elections and find some redress. I love that class action lawsuit that's being filed on behalf of all the Bernie Sanders donors, demanding the DNC reimburse them for their donations, since the DNC saw it fit to sabotage their candidate. Now, at the heart of all of this cheating are these notoriously easy-to-hack electronic voting machines. And again, if you have not done so, please visit blackboxvoting.org. If you have not seen it, you need to hunt down this HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy. We've had it on the front page of our website several times. You can find it on YouTube. You need to watch that to see just how out of control the problem is. And the rest of the world understands this. Europe has just rejected all digital voting machines, saying that none of them out there meet the standards they demand for accuracy, transparency, and verifiability of the elections. They're gone. Europe doesn't have them anymore, which is really going to annoy those people pushing for a second Brexit referendum. Now, according to Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus, 90% of Republicans are now supporting Donald Trump, which sounds pretty legit, because I think at some point Ted Cruz's supporters had to finally acknowledge he wasn't constitutionally eligible to serve as president. He was thrown into the mix to try and derail Donald Trump. That failed. And now the GOP is realizing they have a real shot at taking the White House. Now, there are a lot of Republicans, the neocons, who are fully on board with Hillary Clinton. They're being seen as traitors to their own party. But all the war hawks and all the money junkies, they're all for Hillary. Bloomberg is pushing for Hillary. And because they know she will take the shackles off of Wall Street and they'll be able to reap trillions and trillions in ill-gotten gains. This is going to be an historic election season. It already is. There'll be college classes teaching about this somewhere in the future. And we're seeing more and more articles coming on up saying the issues are really a lot larger than Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. There's a story over here in reader-supported news about how the establishment is trying to shove Hillary Clinton down our throats and up our nose so that business will go back to usual because they're getting rich off of business as usual. And their attitude is, oh, Donald Trump, he's a joke, and Bernie Sanders was a flash in the pan. No, they're reflective of a dynamic change in the American voter who is sick and tired of politics as usual, who is sick and tired of business as usual, who have felt the pain of Wall Street's unrestricted plundering of the American nation. Now, back in mid-July, before the conventions, the Gallup poll found 82% of Americans think the nation is on the wrong track. And that's what this is really all about. Pulling this nation back from the abyss, pulling it back from the money junkies, pulling it back from the war hawks, who enrich themselves at the expense of everybody else, including the life and limb of our children. Another story on the same topic is from Breitbart, the emerging Trumpian majority. And it's saying, this is not Republican versus Democrat. It's not Hillary versus Trump. This is populists versus the elitists. And they're absolutely right. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Roseanne in North Carolina, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I was just calling to talk about the Con website. I know we took it down today, but if you go back to the Wayback Machine on the Internet, you can it's in its entirety if you click on the date. He took it down at 12:14 today, and I was able to get all kinds of screenshots. So if you go there, you can see it.
The Wayback Machine is really a very good way of being able to deal with finding websites that have been taken down. And it almost doesn't matter what he was saying in the website. The fact that he took it down just is screaming. They got something to cover up, got something to hide.
I know, but it's always just kind of funny when you feel like saying, excuse me, sir, you dropped this.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Anyway, have a good one, Michael. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. All righty. Now, there's a new poll out. This is by Gravis Marketing. And what it is finding out is Americans overwhelmingly demand reduced immigration and a focus on creating jobs for the American people. These are the issues Donald Trump is campaigning on. And Americans are strongly in agreement. They're sick and tired of this flood of illegal immigrants and refugees coming into our country and literally being told it's okay for them to vote. Hillary's people are already in courts all across the country trying to strike down laws requiring proof of citizenship, proof of who you are in order to vote. That's ridiculous. When you buy a package of cigarettes or a bottle of wine or something, you can't show your ID. And you're not supposed to show your ID because, you know, it's discriminatory during voting. That's nonsense. They're literally getting ready to give away the nation built by the American people generation after generation after generation to a bunch of people who shouldn't be here in the first place in exchange for votes in November, because today's illegal immigrant is tomorrow's Democrat. Now, getting away from the corporate media polls, which are now admittedly being rigged, we changed our methodology so that Hillary would be in front. Nate Silver has an election forecast out now saying if the general election was held today, Donald Trump would win by 15 percentage points. And that's a hefty number. The problem is it's not enough to overcome the election fraud we all know is going to be happening across the country in November. We need to push that margin higher. We need to get Donald Trump to 80%, or Hillary's people will steal this and plunge this nation into dictatorship. And Hillary's going to be so afraid of all the allegations of election fraud and corruption, she'll just clamp down this place. There'll be no more First Amendment, no more Second Amendment. That's Hillary's agenda. We'll be right back.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight, women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go right to the phone. Steve in Massachusetts. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I saw them talking about the Zika virus on TV yesterday.
Yes.
And now, have you ever heard of John Rappaport's view on the Zika virus?
Yes.
Yeah, where he's pretty much saying the pesticides are contributing to it rather than the virus itself?
Well, and, there was that question was being raised down in Brazil when Zika first surfaced there. And it seemed that they were trying to blame Zika for the microencephaly. But Zika's been around for 70 years, and it never produced that symptom ever before. So Zika is being scapegoated for something which appears to be an artifact of yet another reckless deployment of industrial chemicals. And there's even a nastier surprise behind that. Because remember, last year, there was this plan to release millions of these genetically modified mosquitoes over Florida in what was hoped to be a mosquito population suppression operation, which didn't work out. And
yeah, I remember,
the specific mosquito they released is one that can carry diseases like dengue fever and Zika. And here we are a year later, and they got an epidemic of Zika all over Florida to the point where they're now issuing travel warnings. You know, and southern Florida, Miami's that whole Orlando area. I mean, they're totally dependent on the tourism industry, and that's about to take a serious blow to the gut.
Yeah, and no, what's disturbing, too, is what I saw on TV was they're trying to prevent their babies from, you know, having a shrunken heads. So they're spraying everywhere the pesticides, the very thing that can probably contribute to their babies having shrunken heads when they're pregnant.
Yeah, and when the kids come out with the small heads and say, oh, see, it was Zika, you should have gotten your vaccine.
Exactly. It's just so twisted. Twisted and disturbing in a way. And I just can't believe it, the stuff that I see now. It makes me so angry when I see people do that, and they just buy right into it without even doing any research or looking into it. They just eat it up.
Well, fewer and fewer people do. I think at this point, it is obvious that the American people have grown very skeptical. I mean, polls are showing the degree of trust in the government, Congress, the White House, and the corporate media is at all-time record lows, and that's a healthy thing. You shouldn't trust anybody in the government simply because it is the government. And after decades of seeing all this nonsense coming on out, whether it's Hanford, the Gulf oil disaster. Anytime something happens, the first thing they think of is how do we lie to make us look good here? And we've seen this before. We know that innocent parents are being thrown in prison for shaken baby syndrome because their kid died after getting a vaccine, which says on the package insert can cause sudden infant death. That's how corrupted our entire society has become. Okay?
Yeah, it's all about...
It's all about the money.
The corporations.
It's all about the money. The lust for money has destroyed what used to be best in the American character. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.